Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about handheld versus stand-mounted kaleidoscopes and the role that they can play in a gallery or showroom.
Have you ever walked through a gallery and stopped dead in your tracks because of a kaleidoscope? I mean, these days, kaleidoscopes are serious art pieces, and if you're a gallery owner or curator, you've probably faced the question, handheld or stand-mounted? What works best for your space?
Well, we're here to dive deep into that question. And you know, the evolution of kaleidoscopes from childhood toys to fine art has been fascinating to watch. Historically, kaleidoscopes were mainly handheld tubes made from turned wood, plastic, paper, even polished metal. But over the past few decades, we've seen them transform into sculptural pieces, parlor kaleidoscopes with pedestal bases, even what some artists call kaleidosculptures.
Right, so let's set the stage. What makes a kaleidoscope work as a display piece today versus, say, 30 or 40 years ago?
Well, it starts with the craftsmanship. Take, for example, artists who began in woodworking, spinning wheels, furniture, cabinets, and then rediscovered kaleidoscopes in the early 80s. These creators were selling their scopes at craft fairs, and people were enthusiastically receiving them. Over time, those same pieces started appearing in national and international exhibits, and now they're represented in galleries in the United States and Japan.
That's amazing. So the artistry elevated the form.
Exactly, and the exterior is only part of the story. The mirror systems inside are essential. Front surface mirrors create images of the highest standard, and innovative configurations, like patented tapered four mirror systems or five mirror setups, produce these unique, complex patterns that are actually difficult to photograph in a way that does them justice.
In other words, an experience that can't fully be transmitted through photos or video. So we've established that kaleidoscopes are fine art. Now let's get into the heart of the matter. For your gallery, should you be displaying handheld kaleidoscopes or stand-mounted ones?
Great question. Let's break it down into three considerations: interaction, presentation, and space. First, handheld kaleidoscopes are designed to be held and turned, which means they invite tactile engagement. Visitors can manipulate the object chamber, change the angle, and experience the shifting geometry of the image firsthand.
So they're interactive, which is a big draw.
Definitely, but here's the flip side. If you're going to have people handling these pieces, you need to think about durability, security, and supervision. Handheld scopes can be delicate, especially those with lamp-worked glass or interchangeable cells. I remember one gallery owner telling me she loved the engagement, but worried about wear and tear. Actually, I once watched a visitor try to unscrew the object chamber, thinking it was supposed to come apart. Thankfully, no damage, but it was a good reminder about clear signage.
Well, I guess that can be a risk when something looks like a beautiful puzzle box. So what about stand-mounted versus parlor kaleidoscopes?
Parlor kaleidoscopes are designed to stand on a table, often with a pedestal base. They can be viewed comfortably while seated, making them ideal for static display. And because they're sculptural, their exterior design often meets fine art standards. You get this beautiful object that's both functional and visually striking, even when no one's looking through it.
So they're like sculptures that happen to be kaleidoscopes.
Exactly, and many come with bases made from materials like solid cherry, with silicone feet for stability, acting as a counterweight. That upright parlor-style presentation is elegant and professional. Plus, some models feature interchangeable heads or fabric panels on turntables, adding variety without requiring visitors to physically lift anything.
I see, go on.
Well, that point about interchangeable elements sets up our next piece: how these choices affect visitor engagement. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Steve Gray Kaleidoscopes. Find handcrafted kaleidoscopes that blend masterful woodworking with innovative mirror configurations, from handheld designs to sculptural parlor pieces. Whether you're a gallery curator or a collector, you'll find unique creations featuring exotic woods, lamp-worked glass, and patented mirror systems. Learn more about these one-of-a-kind art pieces at sgwoodstudios.com.
Picking up on those interchangeable elements, how do you handle the balance between encouraging interaction and protecting the art?
It's a balancing act. For handheld pieces, you might set up viewing stations with staff present or limit handling to certain hours. For stand-mounted, you can let visitors look through freely, knowing the piece is stable and secure. Some galleries use hybrid models, scopes that come with a cherry wood base, allowing for upright display, but are also comfortable to hold if you want to encourage that hands-on experience.
So flexibility is key. What about space considerations?
Right. Handheld scopes are compact and can be displayed in cases or on small pedestals, which is great if you have limited floor space. Stand-mounted pieces, especially larger parlor kaleidoscopes or kaleidosculptures made with mixed media like exotic woods, steel, brass, copper, glass, and found objects, need more real estate. But they command attention and can anchor a room.
So to everyone listening, think about your gallery's flow. Do you want intimate, interactive moments, or do you want statement pieces that draw people across the room? In other words, are you creating intimate viewing experiences or bold visual anchors?
Exactly, and don't forget lighting. Some kaleidoscopes, like those with 5 mirror systems, can be lit both externally and internally, creating award-winning effects. That's a whole other layer of display strategy.
Why do you think kaleidoscopes resonate so strongly as art today?
I think they bring together optics, craftsmanship, and interactivity in a really unique way. They're symbols of creativity, combining woodworking, mirror arrangements, and often personal history, like artists who started in their grandfather's shop, handling tools and smelling black walnut lumber. That emotional connection translates into the finished piece.
I love that. So, final thoughts, handheld or stand-mounted?
If you want engagement and intimacy, go handheld. If you want sculptural impact and ease of display, go stand-mounted. Better yet, offer both and let your audience choose their experience.
Perfect. Thanks for walking us through this. It's been a real eye-opener, literally.
My pleasure. Happy curating.